Okay, let's get started with Bava Kamma, Daf Gimel. As we yesterday had a Haschala, and today we are Beis Amud Beis towards the bottom, and we are discussing the Shita of Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, on top of Beis Amud Beis, Yesh Behen Kayotze Behen, V'Yesh Behen Lav Kayotze Behen. There are some Avos told us of Zikin that are similar to the Av, and there are some that are not similar to the Av. So, which ones are which? So, we're going through each one, and as we're going to see, almost all of them are similar to the Av. So, we don't know which one is going to be different all the way until we get to Gimel Amid Beis. So, let us get back to what we were talking about. Yesterday, we discussed the three parts of Shor a little bit. Karen, Shane, and Regel. We saw the uniqueness of each one. Karen, Rashi, at three ingredients for what is Karen. Kavanasa lahazik, the animal has to have kavana to damage. Ein hana'a lehezeka, there is no hana'a, it's not doing the action for the hana'a. And ein hezeka matsui tadir, and it is not so common for the animal to do it. It's considered mishune. So that is something that also we'll have to talk about, because both of those factors play a role. Mishune and kavanasa lahazik. Which one is the ikker? Is that really the same factor, just being called differently? But those are the three of Karen. And then the Mishnah and the Gemara said, Shein is hana'a lehezeka. The mahus of Shein is when the animal does an action where it does it for the benefit, and that's its kavana, really. Kavana lahana'a. And number three, regel is hezeko masui. Some type of common occurrence that the animal tramples the animal, even though eating is also considered normal behavior of the animal, but that's different. That's where with the animal had kavana for the hana'a, that would be shane. And hezeko matsui, if it's just commonly does some type of behavior that animals always do, that would be called regel. And again, the Gemara doesn't say it yet. We'll have this, Baruch Hashem, on Daf Hei Amud Beis. There's a uniqueness to each of these special halachos, and that's what the Brisker Rav was medayik yesterday in the Rif and the Rush. The whole question of Kliyotz Behem or Lav Kliyotz Behem is not saying like the Pashas that you might meet Rashi, that you'd be putter if you wouldn't know, but the question is, are they like the Avos in terms of all the unique halachos that we know? Bor has a Patur Kalim, and Shane and Regel has a Patur and Rishas Arabim, and Eish has a Patur Tamun. So Baruch Hashem, we'll have to talk about each of those in detail on Hey Amid Beis. Okay, so now let's get back to what we were discussing. So we just said, we're four lines from the bottom. We said, well, Karen, Shane, and Regel, all the toldos are exactly like the Av. The offspring categories are like the main category. So what is Rav Papa referring to by toldosei and lav kayotze bahem? Says the Gemara, v'chi kamar Rav Papa ashein v'regel. Maybe it's referring to Shane and Regel. So says the Gemara, Shane v'regel hechiksivi. Well, where's the source for Shane and Regel? And then we'll talk about whether it is similar to the Av or not similar to the Av. So says the Gemara, where is it written? So again, we don't need we need some psukim from the Torah, which could also be teamed up with psukim from the Navi. As we said, it's not really a limud that we're looking for. We're looking for a gilui milsa. We're looking for some pasuk that is megala on the word that is what it means. So shein v'regel hechiksivi d'tanya v'shilach zeha regel. So v'shilach, where the psukim in mishpatim that discuss these avos nezikin v'shilach, right? And that's the Rashi quotes the next two words of the pasuk v'shilach es bi'iro, a person sends his animal. That word v'shilach is referring to regel. V'cheinu omer, as it says in Yeshayahu, the Shem Kubat says, quote, it's not that this is mamish what the psukim mean, but it's enough of a remes to tell us that the pasuk could be referring to that. V'cheinu omer mishalche regel hashor v'hachamor. Ubi'er b'steyacher ze'ashein. Ubi'er is a lashon of destruction of through the animals eating. V'cheinu omer, so too it says ka'asher yiva'er hagalal atumo. Just like the pasuk says, as the yiva'er hagalal. What is the galal? So pashtus, it might not. I mean, there's unclear exactly what it means. Rashi says in the context, it should mean shame. It should mean as the animal eats and it destroys atumo completely. That is a remes. So it's always good to look to know what the context of the psukim are in order to get an appreciation of what the Gemara is trying to do here, especially this last one, as we're going to see the Gemara is going to use it. Kashi yivar hagalal tumo, that is from the context of Achia. The Navi Achia, or Achio, is told by Hashem, after the first Malchei Yisrael, Yeravim and Nevat, right, after the Malchus split in the times of Shlomo's son, Rechavam continued his line, Malchei Yehuda and Yeravam was terrible, as the Psukim describe, right, he's one of those who might have lost his Olam Haba, right, he set up an altar to Beis HaMikdash up north with golden calves, trying to get Bnei Yisrael not to, to follow him. And he was already told that his Malchus was going to be split, right, his hand dried up when he tried to reach over for Ido Hanavi, but then his son got sick, and he sends his wife to the Navi Achia to find out exactly, you know, how could, you know, he had a little bit of emunah still, how could I make, is my son going to die, is there any way I could get him better. So, Asha's Yeravam is going to Achia, and she dresses up because she doesn't want him to know that who she is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Achia before she gets there and says, Yeravam's wife's coming to you, you should know, and you should tell her that her whole house is going to be destroyed. And that's where this pasuk is quoted. Hashem says, Achia, Hinei ishes Yeravam ba'al ledrosh tavarim imcha, el bena ki cholehu, kazova kazet tadaber eleha. Tell her, she acts like she's a stranger. And when Achia hears her at the door, he says, Bo'i ha'ishes Yeravam, lama zat mistakeira v'anochi shaluach elai akasha. Right, well, what are you hiding for? You think I'm not going to know who you are? And he said, Lechi imri li Yeravam, go tell Yeravam, because you went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ekra es hamamlacha mi-beis David, v'etnealach. I ripped away part of the malchus. Ten shvatim. He had ten shvatim. He could have ended up differently. Right? Remember that little Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yeravam. He says, Yeravam, do tshuva. Yeravam is, really? Hashem says, yeah, me, you, and Ben Yishai could walk, be mitayel in Gan Eden together. And what does Yeravam answer? Mi Barosh, who's walking first? And Hashem says, Ben Yishai Barosh. Yeravam says, Yihachi lo ba'ina. Right? If so, I'm not interested. The Midah of Gaiva, that even did that have a private teal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with David, if I'm not first, which the Mefarshim point out that really he was first, because if you're Medayik in the Gemara, it says, me, you, and Ben Yishai. But once he asked the question, who's going first, I'm not interested. Right? He switched it, he said, okay, Ben Yishai's going to go first. But that was who Yeravam was. So says the Navi continues talking to Ashes Yeravam, Vatara Lasos, Mikal Asher Hayula Fanecha, Vatilak Matasalachel Himachirim, Uasechos Lachiseni, Vatosi Shlachta Achre Gavecha, right, the source for not eating before davening, and then quotes our Pasik. Valachaini, Nani, maybe Ra, Base Yeravam, I will bring Ra, Vichratil Yeravam, I'm going to destroy him, Uviarti Kasher Yevaer Hagalal Tumo. That's where the pasuk is. Now we appreciate the pasuk a little bit more. Just like the animal eats and destroys everything the animal eats, so too, Yeravam, that's how your house is going to be destroyed, and that's what the Gemara is going to be medayik in, ad tumo, completely. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, on top now. So now that we brought Ramazim for Regel and Shein. Amar Mar, Vishilach zuharegel v'chein huomer mishalche regel asher v'achamar. As we just quoted, Vishilach is a reference to regel. Taima the cause of rachmana mishalche regel asher v'achamar. So the only reason that we would think Vishilach means regel is because the other pasuk in Yeshayahu of mishalche regel asher v'achamar halav hachi. But if you wouldn't have this pasuk in Yeshayahu, b'may mukmisla, well, what would you say the word Vishilach means anyway? It has to mean, even without the pasuk in Yeshayo, how else would you understand the pasuk? E Karen Ksiv, E Shane Ksiv. You have another pasuk for Karen, as we saw yesterday. You have another pasuk for Shane, right? Shane is Vishil Ubier, as we just said. So what else could it be referring to? So the Gemara says it's Trich. No, without the pasuk of Yeshayo telling me that it could mean Regel, I might have thought that maybe Regel is not its own unique Av. Itzrich, Sakadai the Chamina, EDVED, Ashain. I might have thought that they're both about Shane. Vishilach and Ubier. Vahad de Mechal Yakarna, Vahad de Lo Mechal Yakarna. And the two psukim are where the principle is destroyed and where the principle is not destroyed. If I would have only had one pasuk, I would have thought, oh, it's only a Hezek, it's only Chayev and Avnezek if the principle is destroyed. Mechal Yakarna. But if not, so then, maybe I would say, it's not an Avnez, a Kamash Malon. That's why you have to have the Pasuk to teach me even Lo Mechal Yekarna. That's an amazing Havamina. Why would I have thought that if I do an act of damage, but I don't destroy it fully, which we haven't decided, we haven't figured out exactly what that means. We'll see better in a minute. Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly does that mean? So again, a lot of these Havamis relate to the Chakira we started off with yesterday. How much is the Chi of a Hezek based on the Hefsin Mamon caused? And how much is it based on the Maisa Hezek? There are different ways to formulate it, but that's one way to formulate. If it's based on the Hefsin Mamon, so then maybe you might differentiate between total destruction and partial destruction. If it's based on the act of damage, it's a little harder. If you did an act of damage, doesn't matter if you completely, unless you say damage is only where you completely destroyed it, could be. But either way, you might be mechalik in either direction based on that. That's the Havamina. Kamash Molanat. Vahashta, says the Gemara, just one more line. Vahashta du kimna aregel. Fine, so now that we said that the word Vishilach refers to regel, Shane de lo machal yakarna minalan. How do I know Shane de lo machal yakarna? Right, if we only have one pasuk for Shane, so then how do you know that it applies even where it's not destroyed? Dumya de regel, ma regel lo shta machal yakarna vlo shalo machal yakarna, av Shane lo shta machal yakarna vlo shalo machal yakarna. Well, Shane, once we have Shane, we compare it to regel, which is also there in Mishpatim, and just like regel, there's no chilik, so too Shane, there's no chilik, which makes us think now, oh, interesting. So maybe Shane specifically, there was a havamina of lo machal yakarna, maybe because of the nature of Shane. Shane, if you remember, is hana'al azeka. The animal is not out to destroy. And it's not even doing something it always does, like trampling. Trampling, we would say, of course, it's not about the hefset. It's just any act that you do. Maybe something with the animal eating for its hana'ah, that's what we would be machalik. The havamina is only there as the Rishonim point out. What exactly does it mean, machal yakarna, lo machal yakarna? That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. And again, all of these details of description, as we're going to have, two or three on this Amud Aleph, might reflect something major in their understanding of Hezek. So here, Rashi says, what does it mean, machal yakarna, lo machal yakarna? Rashi says on the fourth line, lo machal yakarna. The principle not being destroyed means, sha'achla aruga visofo lachzor v'litzmoach, avalo kitchila. What does that mean? The principle not being destroyed, that is where the animal eats the whole, all the turnips, all the tomatoes, and it's going to grow back, but not exactly as it used to be. That's lo mechal yakarna, right? Where it's going to grow back, but not how it used to be. But mechal yakarna, what does that mean if the principle is totally destroyed? Where you ate it all, and it is going to it's not going to grow back, period. Right? Lo mechal yakarna means it's going to grow back, but it's still not going to be. That's Rashi's interpretation. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos is not happy with it. Tosfos says, if it's going to grow back, I think that's going to be lo mechal yakarna. Yish lomar, Tosfos says, no. Mechal yakarna means, or lo mechal yakarna means it's still there. Lo mechal yakarna, the principle, so you didn't eat the whole thing and it's growing back versus the whole way, growing back part of the way. No, Tosfos says, lo mechal yakarna means it's still there, you just damaged it. How is that? Tinfa peros lahana asa, as we will see a little bit later on. If the animal dirties the peros, lahana asa, we'll see exactly what that is. The animal has an itch, and the animal rolls around in the garden to try to get pleasure by scratching itself against the fruit, something like that. So there, all the fruit is still there. They're still there. That's lo mechal yakarna, right? If you eat something and it's totally destroyed, so what that it's going to grow back? That's going to be mechal yakarna, right? Tosfos seems to imply. So again, that's again, is that because Rashi has a different definition of a maisa hezek? Something has to be destroyed and removed. According to Tosfos, no, even without that. So it's two of the opinions. What exactly it means. The Shilu Kabbasis quotes another idea, lo machal yakarna. What if the animal eats it and spits it out? That's lo machal yakarna. Lo asav ishlichta mipiv. That's even less. The item is, everything is still there, it just becomes disgusting. But it's lo machal yakarna. Good. So that is the havamina of machal yam lo machal yakarna. The Gemara, though, ended off by saying, once we say it's regel, so what? How do you know shein lo machal yakarna? So we compare it. Ask Tosfos, so what did the Gemara just have a maskana? We don't know both by shein, so we compare it to regel. Just like by regel is chayv in both places, so too by shein. Shein is chayiv in both contexts. Mechalya and lo mechalya karna. Ask Tosfos, why didn't we compare it the other way? Why didn't we say, well, maybe just like Shein is only chayiv if mechalya karna, so too regel is only chayiv if mechalya karna. Why did we compare Shein to regel? Why didn't we compare regel to Shein? Ask Tosfos, in the little Tosfos, dumya, v'yim tomar v'neima ifcha, tohada makshinan l'chumra, hani mili b'isura, avol b'mamon alo. Isn't it, ask Tosfos, that we sometimes have a rule, you're not sure which direction to go, so you always go l'chumra makshinan. Isn't that only by isra v'heter, ask Tosfos, but by dini mamonis, it's a little more difficult to say that. Why? Because whatever's a chumra to one person is a kula to the other person. If you're motzi mamon from one person, then you're being machzik mamon to someone else. So there's no chumras and kulas really, is there? Tosfos wonders. So the principle of l'chumra makshinan, but that whenever you have a choice of which direction to go to, so that should be only by iser v'heter, and this is by dina mamonis. So answers Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in other contexts as well. Omar Rabbeinu Tam, midahi batorah, loshna b'isura v'loshna b'mamona. Now Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not a question of, oh, we'll be machmer by Yisurim. This is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Not Yud Gimel. This is one of the Midos Sha'atara Nidreshes Bahen. This is one of the Midos that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Darshan, and it's, so to speak, a Gzeiras HaKasef. You always go L'chumra. Midahi Batorah, L'chumra Makshinan, and it doesn't matter whether it's Isur or Mamon. But one second, get back to the question before. But what, why is this L'chumra if being machmir and saying the mazik has to pay, that's a chumra for him, but it's really a kula for the nizak, because he's going to get paid by it. So says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here, to add in one line, if you're being motzi mamon, that's called a chumra. Letting everybody keep the money that they have, right, status quo, that would be what we would call a kula. If you're taking money from somebody, you're making the mazik pay what he wouldn't have had to pay without the limud, that's called lachumra. De mamona nami chiyuv habichumra. De mafkinan mamona miches kasei. Upater avikula umukmina naches kasei. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz adds in to Rabbeinu Tam, which you have to add in because, or else, like, still, why is it called a chumra? The question that is asked also by the Achronim on this principle of lachumra makshinan. When we say lachumra makshinan, lakula lachumra. Is that Petoras Vadai, or is that Petoras Safik? Now that we've said L'chumra Makshinan, so is that because it's Vadai L'chumra, or we're not sure, so it's like Safik L'chumra. So this Gemara clearly seems to say it's Vadai, right? Because we're going to be Motzi Mamon, and we're going to make the person pay based on it. It's not just Safik L'chumra, if we're being Motzi Mamon. And classically, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Darais and Klal Yud Ches, he quotes this Safik of the Prima Gadim. Dehadekai malon lekula lechumra lechumra makshinan haynu rak mi safek ukechol safek daraisa lechumra aval to give malchus based on lechumra makshinan would you give a punishment based on that avalanosh malchus omisas bezdin e efshar lanosh mikoach ze or do you say no it's a din vadai just like all the other midos shatarded reshes bahen right it's a din vadai. Right, if we have, we spoke, okay, Kal v'chomer might be different, Ein Onshin Ben Adin, as we discussed yesterday. But other than that, we give punishments, there's Zira Shava, there's Hekish, there's Ribu Yemiyet, there's Klalu Prat, there's so many. So, what is this like? So the Prima Gadim has a suffix about it. So, the Asad Araisa, in his classic way, quotes 10 Raya's on either side of the issue. But the first Raya he quotes, to prove Vadai, is Ar Rabbeinu Tam. Midahi Batorah, does apply, doesn't matter if it's Isser, doesn't matter if it's Mamon, it is something that is a din vade. But again, he gives equal time to both of the tzaddim as he quotes many on either side. And he quotes just quote one of the other examples that he quotes. He quotes the Tosfos in Zvachim, where the Gemara discusses there, we're comparing karbanos to each other, about learning certain halachas of karbanos from limudim. So you learn out bechor from a karban toda, that a karban toda could only be in day night up until Chatzos, or day, unlike other shlamims, or at least day night, so too, maybe Bechor. So, and the Tosfos discusses there that if you say you have more limited time to eat it, then you're going to burn it earlier, right? Based on L'chumr Makshinan, if you look on that Gemara, so that's a big Kiddush, to allow a carbon to be burnt earlier than you would have burned it. So again, that's Vada, that's a Din Vada, it's not a Din Safik. If you're not sure, you'll be Machmir just to wait until one is Vadeh. That's an important discussion in the little Tosfos here and the Achrod. Good, let's continue. Omar Mar, about 10th line or so. So we discussed regel. Veshilach is regel. Amar mar ubier zuhashein. Ubier, the other pasuk there, mishpatim, that's shein. Vechenu omer, as the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, as we discussed with Eshes Yeravam and Achio, kashi yivair hagalal atumo. So the only reason that we know that Ubi'er is Shein is based on the Pasuk in Malachim. Halav Hachi, but without that Pasuk, B'mayu Kimnala. Same question as before. What else would that refer to? What else would the Pasuk Yiva'er refer to? E Karen Ktiv, E Regel Ktiv. You already have other Psukim for Karen and Regel. So Gemara says, Itzrech, still you would need it. Sakadai da chamina, edi aregel. You might have said, maybe it's both referring to regel. Vahada azil memela, hada shalach sheluche. And we would have said, well, they're learned because maybe it's a difference between whether you sent, the mazik sent his animal to destroy or to eat, not destroy, but even to eat, or he didn't, or the animal went by itself. So you would have thought that you need two psukim, they're both referring to regel. Obviously, v'shilach is where he set this animal. Ubi'er, the animal happened to go by itself and eat. But they're both referring to regel. Kamash malan, we say that it is not referring to regel, one's referring to regel, and one is referring to shein. Fahashta to uki ashein, regel to azlam amele minalan. See if that's true. Only one person, one pasuk about regel. So how do you know regel is chayiv? Even if the animal didn't happen to go by itself, even if the animal went by itself, not only where you set the animal, dumya d'shein, same thing we said before, ma shein, we compare it l'chumra, loshna shalcha shluche, loshna azma mela. Again, the Gemara is more comfortable saying shein applies, doesn't matter whether it was sent or not. And regel applies, it doesn't matter if b'chal yakana or not. The Gemara is comfortable with those, and then extend it to the other one, to its pair. Af regel, loshna shalach shluche, loshna azla memela. Period. And again, what's the havamina here? That you would have been mechalik between shalach shluche and azla memela. So here, Rav Soloveitchik discusses it. There's a big fat Rishimo Shiurim on Bava Kama, from Rav Soloveitchik's Torah on Bava Kama. Every daf, he has pages and pages. We're not going to have time to go through all of it, obviously. Feel free, those who want more on the Lundis. But in the Rishi Mishirim, he says here, again, a little different than the Hakira that we formulated yesterday from Evan Uzzel and others. But he said, Nezek, is it Chaya for the Maisa Hezek that you're responsible for, what we might call Hefsid, lack of Shmira, Choser Shmira, or are you responsible for the creation of a Mazik? That's a formulation we haven't said yet. So, for example, we'll get to it in a couple of minutes, bor. I dig a pit in the street, and somebody falls in. Is there an act of hezek there? Hard to say that's an act of hezek. I created a mazik. And then, once that mazik damages, so I'm responsible for the creation of that mazik that I did earlier. Or maybe it only completes being a mazik once it's mazik. But Rav Soloveitchik says that's what he thinks the havamina here is the difference between shalach shluche and azlam amela. Shalach shluche is asiyas hamazik. I send an animal. Nira lahazbiras ahevdel bein azlam amela bein shalach shluche lo'ara mevur b'kama mekawas b'sach t'dilon. Many of these chakiras are discussed throughout these first six prakim because it's really all one sugya, as we said. One topic, these first six. Even though there's a lot along the way, but this six. He says, Efshar lios baal hamazik, hamechuyah b'shvirah samazik b'shnei ofanim. A person can be a baal hamazik in two ways. Number one, kisha hamazik shelo b'dini mamanis, where I'm responsible monetarily. Number two, b'she'asa es hamazik. Not that he's asa es hanezek, asa es hamazik. Chiyav baal hamamon l'shmaras hamazik shelo. Number one, the chiyav to guard your animal, what we call choser shmira, that's learned out from this Gemara. Shmiraso alecha. Right, as we're going to have that lashon soon. Hadin shel asiyas hamazik hamechayeves bishmira. That's learned out not from Karen Shane and Regel normally. That's learned out from Bor and Eish. Why? Because Bor is, as we'll have later on in Daf Chavtes, Shnei Dvarim shel Shnei Bershusa shel Adam. Another Gemara, it appears here and in Psachim, because those are the two sugyas. Two things are not in my Rishus, but the Torah makes it as if it's in my Rishus to be Mechayev me. What are they? Chametz on Pesach and Bor Rishus Arabim. Right? Those are the two that go together. So, why am I responsible for Bor? We'll talk, even if it's not mine, it's Hefker. But I made the mazik. Or he says you also have it by Eish, as we will have later on Daf Samach, he quotes. But he says that's possibly the Havamina here. He said, quotes it, the Tosfos, Shalach Shluche, I created a mazik. Azla Mamela, no, I'm responsible. Kamash Malan, you're responsible for both. So again, that's the Rav Soloveitchik's Chilik.
Is that a question of direct damage versus indirect damage?
It's, I wouldn't say indirect, because indirect, you can't use indirect here, because we'll have to get to the sugyas of Grama and Garmi, which is later, it's both direct. It's both direct, but conceptually, I'm a chayah for the direct, now we could have three ideas, really. I'm a chayah for the irresponsible nature of what I did. I'm responsible because I messed up, right? Choser shmirah. I'm irresponsible because my animal damage, my animal is an extension of me somewhat. Or am I responsible for creating a damager? Right, those are three ideas that that we have. Okay, let's continue. So now that we have the sources for Regel and Shane, says the Gemara, V'lichta, where are we? Right in the middle. V'lichta rachmada v'shilach v'lo ba yubir. So why don't you just say v'shilach without the word ubir, d'mashma regel u'mashma shane. I can learn both from the word v'shilach. Why? Mashma regel d'chsev, as the pasuk we had before. Mishalchei regel hashorva chabor. U'mashma shane, but shane could also be learned down from that pasuk, d'chsev v'shane behemos hashalach bam. So you see the verb shin lamed ches also by shane. So maybe that pasuk can teach me both. So the Gemara says, ilav kra yisera. No, if I would have only had one pasuk, hava mina, oha, oha, I would have learned one of them. Oh, regal de azeko matsu yoshein, the yeshan al azeka. I would have learned one of them. So that's why you need two psukkah to learn both of them. Says the Gemara. One second. Michdi, shkulin hain, viavo shneim, dehaminayom avkis. What do you mean? They're equal in terms of av hanezek. So which one would you have excluded? You would have had to learn both because you don't know which one to exclude. So the Gemara says, no, it's trich. Sakadai dachamina hani mi lehecha de shalach shluchei. So now the Gemara is saying this is a havamina even by Shane and Regel, both. I would have thought only by, if you sent it, if you only had v'shilach, hava ozlam emela lo, kamash malan. Before we only had the havamina by one, now we have it by both. The Rashba here has the kasha that many discuss. The Rashba and Bava Kama is ikar. Can't learn Bava Kama without the Rashba, without the Rash. Without many, we showed it. But the Rashba, as we said on Maseches Gittin, the Rashba holds a special place. So too, I would say, on Bava Kama. The Rashba here says, so the Gemara says, Michti Shkulinein, they're both equal. Why would you exclude one and not the other? Says the Rashba, Lav Shkulin, she Yehei Ra'i Zekar, doesn't mean they're exactly the same. It means they each have a reason to be Chayef. Okay, but then he asks, V'kashali, what do you mean? You would include both because you're not sure. Hamosevich Ravavaraya means we should always say Patur in Dinim Amanis. Adaraba, Heiminayu Al Eilis, not Heiminayu Mafkis. Heiminayu Eilis, which one would we include? Da Kaimalana Mosevich Havera Lavaraya. That's the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba's answer is Venichali, Dim Isa, Imidina Mafkis, Travayu Minasafek. Mayahani lankra falama kasvin rachmana. Says the Rashba, if you're not sure which to exclude, you'll exclude both. That for sure can't be. The Gemara is bothered by because then the pasuk's not teaching me anything. The pasuk's teaching me something. So I say one of these two. So the Gemara says, which one are you going to exclude? So the Rashba says, which one are you going to include? I must be a chaver l'varaya. So the Rashba says, no, the Gemara can't say that which one are you going to include. So you exclude both because then the whole pasuk falls away. What does this Rashba remind us of? The Rashba's grand Talmud's idea in Psachim. If you remember the Ran in Arve Psachim, where the Gemara says, you need Haseba by two of the Kosos. Which two? So one opinion the Gemara says, by the first two, because that's when the Gula started. I think it's Kufches. The other Gemara says, no, you need it by the last two, because that's when they are redeemed, and the first two are Maita Hava Hava. So the Gemara ends up by saying, well, you're not sure which two need Haseba, so therefore, we do it by all four. That's the Gemara. Asks the Rashba, Haseba is a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. Chiyuv D'Rabbanan, okay, it goes along with the mitzvah daraisa of matzah. But it's really, it's a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan. And Haseba by Dal Kosos is for sure D'Rabbanan. All of Dal Kosos is D'Rabbanan. Right, it's one of the Afeinu Yabozu Anesis, which Tosfos in one place says only apply to D'Rabbanans. That's why it doesn't apply to Sukkah. But asks the Ran, if it's D'Rabbanan, why don't you say Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula? What does the Gemara mean? We're not sure which two to do Haseba by, so we do it by all four. No. You should say Lakula. So the Ron there gives two answers. Chaf Gimel Amin Aleph in the Dafe Arif. Says the Rashba, first a non-fundamental answer. He says, Hacha Kivan Dilav Milsa de Tirchahi Avdila Ravcha de Milsa. What's the big deal? Says the Ron. Just lean a little bit. Right? It's not so hard. So that's answer number one. Okay. But then the Ron answers, well, what's the other choice? You're not sure which to do it by, so therefore, what would you say? Lakula, do it by neither? But then the whole din would be nekar totally. And you can never say something to Rabbanu Lakula if the whole din would be nekar totally. That's the Rashba. That's the Ron. V'linira dal karcha boilem eben aseba v'kulu. D'ineza Lakula, amay nakol pahani tvei mehani. V'inokha mitravayu ha mi'akra mitzvah aseba lagamre. So that's similar to the Rashba here. If you say Lakula, so then the pasuk wouldn't be teaching you anything. So you can't say Lakula and Amosi Mechaveiro in this context. The Achronim are bothered in general by the Rashba's question. This is not a question, so just in the Birei Adaf. It's not a question of you should go Suffolk. The Gemara's question is that the word can mean both things. You don't have to choose. That's what the Gemara is really asking. Not that you should choose one over the other, but you don't have to choose. Shkul and hain v'yavo shneyem, because both of them are what the verb means. V'shilach can mean both things. So the Rashba's question doesn't even get off the ground if you have that type of understanding. Also, what the Rashba, what it might be connected to, I mentioned the Ron. The Ron it might be because you can't be Oka Lagamre. It also might be based on the Taz. The Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that the Rabbanon can never knock out, say, it's not exactly the same, but they can never create a din that is totally against what the Torah says. Meaning if the Torah says to A is Mutter, the Rabbanon can't say A is Usser always. The Rabbanon can limit it. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanon can't say, we're never going to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, just like we have Gzeira on other Shabbos and Yom Tovim, that you're not allowed to be involved with play musical instruments. So the Taz asks, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, why don't you say the same thing, that Gzeira, Shem Yisachin Kleshir, no shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Taz says he can't do that. The Rabbanon do not have the power to do that. They could say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because then the next year you'll blow shofar. That's fine. They're not knocking out a mitzvah legamre. But where they're going to knock out a mitzvah legamre, they're not allowed to do that. And that's what the Taz says it in Yoredeya, and he also says it in Aruch Chaim in Tavkuf Peches. He says it by Bris Mila on Shabbos also. To answer Tosus is Kasha. Tosus is the beginning of Megillah, I think. Tosus says, why don't we make a gzera that no Bris Mila on Shabbos, even when it's day 8, maybe you'll come to carry the knife. Maybe you might come to carry the shofar and carry the lulav, so you come to carry the knife. So Tosus gives a couple of answers. Only Bekiyim are involved in Mila. Right, who's a Mo'al? Not everybody, just a couple of people are Mo'alim, so they're not gonna mess up. Or Bris Mila has Yud Gimel Brisos, Shenechras is so important, but the Taz says, give you another answer. The Torah says Beferish, an extra pasik in Tazria. It's as if the Torah says, you could do Bris Mila on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan can't wipe that out. So it's as if the Torah says, do Bris Mila on Shabbos. So that is why the Rabbanan can't knock it out. So maybe that's also behind a little bit what the Rashba is saying here. Then the Pasuk wouldn't be saying anything. The Pasuk is saying there's an Avnezek that's Chayif here from an animal. And you're telling me it wouldn't be this, wouldn't it be that? So that could be also partially. We'll see if we have time. We'll go into more of that Taz. And the Minchas Chinuch, as I mentioned yesterday, the Minchas Chinuch loves the Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf. He also likes that Taz. He quotes a number of times. I guess the Minchas Chinuch likes that, loves everything. But there are a few Makoros that he quotes very often in his commentary. Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, the Taz in Tavkuf Peches in Aruch Chaim. Good. Says the Gemara now. Tolda the Shein Mahi. So we discussed what the toldos of Keren were yesterday. We said Shein and Regel are toldos and Kayose Behen, but we didn't define what are the toldos. So, toldo the Shein Mahi, what's the toldo of Shein? Nischachacha b'kosa lahana asa, Tinfa peiros lana asa. If the animal scratches, there's a wall, and the animal scratches his back against the wall, and then the wall falls down onto your damages, that's considered a shein, because he's doing it for his hana. Tinfa peiros lana asa. Or if the animal, is metanev, dirties fruits, in order to get hana'a. What exactly is that case? So this is a fascinating little machlokes about a detail, but it really is very interesting. Rashi says the animal rolls around in the fruit. Nisgalgal, tinfa peros, Rashi says, nisgalgala aleim kederach susim lechamorim, like horses and donkeys like to roll around in the gardens, because they have an itch, where they're getting direct hana'a. That's Rashi. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel here, Rabbeinu Chananel says towards the bottom of the page, no, the animal relieved itself on the garden. Right? The tinfa peros, it dirtied them by relieving itself on the garden. Ilule, so what's the chiddush of that pshat? Right? We think it's a detail, but that pshat is the animal getting hana'a from the fruit? No. The animal happens to be on top of the fruit, and that's where the animal relieved itself. Says Rabbeinu Peres, you know why Rashi didn't say that? Because Shein is defined as Hana'a from the Dover Hanizak. There's fruit, and the animal eats the fruit. So it's the fruit that's giving the Hana'a. But here, the animal happens to be on top of the flowers, top of the fruit, and the animal relieves itself. It just so happens that the flowers are under there. There's no direct Hana'a. That's why Rashi didn't say that. Rabbeinu Chananel obviously thinks otherwise. Ilule sha'asta tzracheha haisa mitzta'eres. And number two, chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look at his lashon, not only is there no direct hana'a from the davar ha'nizak, it's not really even hana'a. Is it pleasure or it's prevention of pain? If the animal had to control itself and hold in its waste, that would be painful. So when somebody or an animal relieves themselves, is that positive pleasure, or is that just a release, and therefore I'm not uncomfortable anymore? So that also is called shein. So it's a double chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's ein hana'a from the davar hanizak, and it is more of a relief than direct pleasure. So that's a chiddush of tinfa peros lahana. Also, what does that mean? Rabbi Gilan Ashas here says, look at what Rashi says later on Daf Yud Ches, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to get back to that when we get there. So says the Gemara. So Maishna, so those are the toldos. So the Gemara says, Maishna shnein, deyeshana lehezeka, umamoncha vishmiraso alecha. So these are the toldos. So the toldos are just like the av. Just like the av is hana, and it's yours, and your shmir is on it. Hani, and those two things might be right there. Maisa hezek choser shmira, mamoncha ushmira so alecha. Hani nami yeshana lezeka nu mamoncha ushmira so alecha. So Shane is out to be the pshat of Rav Papa. Ella told the sheik Shane, we come Rav Papa. Told the regel. Let's try number three. We already said Karen doesn't work. Shane doesn't work. What do you mean doesn't work? It can't be what Rav Papa means by toldo sehen lav kayotzi bahen. So try number three. Regel. Told of the regel mahi. What are the toldos of regel? Hizika begufa derech ilucha. The animal damages as it's doing its normal behavior, as it's walking. Bisa'ara derech ilucha, with its body, with its hair. Bishlif sha'aleha, right, with the saddle, or the part of the animal that's the part of the item that's always on the back of the animal. Bipurumbia shebefiyah, with its bit. Bizug shebetzavara. All of these parts of the animal. Right, remember the case of the animal walking in the shuk and the Chanukah candle outside. Gemara Mishnah later on in Bava Kamma, one of the six or eight places where Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos, Bava Kamma is one of them. So regel, the animal is just walking. So Gemara says, Maishna regel dehezeko matzui umamon chosh miraso alecha hani nami hezekon matzui umamon chosh miraso alecha. So regel also is just like the av. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella told the regal karega, v'chikamer av papa, atolda debor. Good. We have a little bit of entrance into each of the avos, and then the Gemaras will get into much deeper discussions of all of this. But maybe bor is toldo sein lav kayotze behen. Toldo debar ma'iniu. So what's bor? I dig a pit, and something gets damaged in the pit. So what's the av and what's the tolda of bor? So ilema, if we should say av yud v'tolda tes, a bor 10 amos deep, that's an av. A Tvachim, I'm sorry. Tvachim. A bar 10 tvachim deep, that's considered an av. And 9 tvachim deep is considered a tolda. Is that what we should say? Because the classic bar is at least 10 tvachim. Rabbeinu Peretz says here, like by Yosef, right? By Yosef, they couldn't see down. And it was a deep bar. So the Gemara says, but still, lo tes ksivi velo yuk ksivi. Really, an av is in the pasuk, and tolda is not. And neither of these are in the pasuk exactly. So, where it says, no, hello, Kasha. No, it's as if it's in the pasuk. Why? V'hameis yihye lo amarachmana v'kim lehul rabbanon yud avdin misa tes nezikin. The bar in the pasuk is talking about where the animal dies in the bar, and we have a assumption that the animal can only die if the bar is 10 tefachim deep. So if the Torah talks about a bar that the animal dies in, that must be 10 tefachim deep, and 9 is not in the pasuk. So again, v'kim l'rabbanan yud avdin misa test nezikin avdi misa lo avdi. So Gemara answers no, but still that's only based on the look at the svara. Sof ze av l'misa v'ze av l'nezikin. The pasuk refers to one, but really the pasuk chooses one. But it's as if the Gemara says the pasuk is referring to both. You're chayav for bar when it does one it's not supposed to do. So a deep one for misa, a less deep one for nezek. So what exactly is the av and the tolda? So the Gemara says, you're right. Right, the Rashba says, they're both avos. So that can't be the choice. So the Gemara says, okay, there are other items that are halachically bar, even if they're not physically bar. Ela avno sakino umaso shinichan barushus harabim. I left a dangerous item in the street. A rock, a knife, my knapsack. Somebody's going to trip on it. I left something in the street, viziku, and it does damage. So isn't that, maybe that's the example of the tolda of bar. So the Gemara says again, no, that can't be. Hey chidami, e da'afkarinu, if it's a case where you were mafkir, you made ownerless your item, so that for sure is bar. Bein l'rav, bein l'shvul, hainu bar. There's a sugya later on, we'll get to, in the bar sugyas. Mem tes nun nun aleph, right, the bar sugyas, that's, so there, there's a machlokas rav and shmuel about another detail, but they both agree that if you're mafkir something, that's regular bar. Just like if you dug a bar in the street. So, if you were mafkir it, that is the av of bar. The ida lo afkirin, and if you weren't mafkir, you didn't make it ownerless, so then there's a machlokas, but it's in one of the other categories. Ilishmuel damar kula mi bor lamanu, if you say that all of these are considered bar, so hainu bar. Vi larav damar mi kula mi shor lamanu, hainu shor. Either way, it's going to be considered in the category of bor. And, as the Gemara says, Maishna bor, just like the Av Malacha bor, which we said is either 10 or 9. Shekain, here it is. What's the classification of bor? Tchilas asiyaso lenezek. That's its definition. That's really an asiyas amazek, to use Rav Salvechik's lashon from before. Tchilas asiyaso lenezek. Its mahus is to damage. When it was created, when you see an animal, you don't say, oh, that's a mazik. Unless maybe it's an animal, there are certain animals you say that by. As we'll see later on. Certain types of dogs. Right? But usually not. If you see a boar in the street, you say, oh, tchilas asiyaso lenezek. Umamon chavish miraso alecha. Sani nami tchilas asiyaso lenezek. Umamon chavish miraso alecha. So again, same question. The toldos of bar are just like the av of bar, so that can't be what Rav Papa is referring to. Before we even do the next line, there's a major machlokas we've shown him here about one word. Our girsa has umamoncha. That's part of bar. Bar is and it's your mamon, says Tosfos. Tosfos right here, umamoncha, lav dafka, gabi bar. Even though you keep using this lashon by all of them, not by bor, de la mamonu. Bor is not yours, remember? That's the only one. That's in the street. The pasuk was ki'ilu irvershuso. So maybe that's what it means. It's mamoncha based on what the Torah said, but it's not really mamoncha. So Tosfos doesn't scream about it. He just says la dafka. La dafka gabi bor, don't get so excited. It's not really your mamon. And also he says v'chein gabi eish. It doesn't have to be yours. That's what Tosfos. Rabbeinu Peretz says, well, maybe mamoncha here doesn't mean legally yours. It just means your responsibility. Your responsibility. It was made by you. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz. Let me just find the line. He says, bar, he says, either first opinion, lo garcinan le, to habar lav mamonahu. Vinami garcinan le, lav dafka. It came through your actions. That is our Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rashba though got very upset at this girsa. The Rashba back on the base, he says, Mochik the girsa. Bar is not Mamoncha. I don't know how there could even be a daya of this. The Rashba says he's very bothered by this because the mahus of bar is that it's not yours. Right? That's part of his definition. So again, you have to say, according to the other girsa, that bar, he says, he quotes this daya of explaining, oh, Mamoncha, because the Torah made it yours. Says the Rashba, ve'eino mechuvar, demikom makom, ein lekroso mamono. Still, even if it's ke'ilu, you shouldn't call it that. Mamoncha sounds like part of the reason you're chayiv, not the result of what the Torah says. It's halachically considered. So that's an interesting machlokas also, whether you have this word in the Gemara. But either way, so the Gemara says, fine. Ella told the Demar Kabar, v'chigamra papa atolda demave. So maybe it's about maveh, right? The third one in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, wait a minute, well, what is maveh? We don't even know yet. That's in the bottom. We're going to start with that by the Shem tomorrow. But my niyu, so Ila Shmuel, damar maveh zu shein, ho kimna, told the shein kashein. If maveh is shein, shein was already knocked out. Ila Rav damar maveh ze adam. Rav says maveh is adam hamazik. So the Gemara says, okay, let's think about that. Are there avos and toldos there? The Gemara says, no, my avos and my toldos is bay. There's no avos and toldos by adam hamazik. Remember the different categories. Nizke mamon, my property damages. Adam hamazik, I damage. Adam hachovel, I wounds. But adam hamazik is I damage. V'chitem, and if you want to say, well, maybe this is av ne'or. The av is when a person damages when they're awake. Tolda yashen. Told us when the person damages, he's sleeping and he rolls over and he breaks something. That doesn't work. For Hatznan, the Mishnah says, Adam Muad La'olam, Bain Ar Bain Yashain. It's all Chayiv. It's all the same. Ella Akechovineya. Oh, maybe it means if a person damages through his spit, right, his saliva. So that's kind of like not directly Adam Amazik, so maybe that's the toll that the Gemara says. So Gemara says, no, hechi dami, id b'hadi da'azli kamaski, if it damages, if the spit damages as it's traveling, kochahu, that's direct, that's an extension of the person. That's kochahu. Ibasar denayech, and if it's after somebody slips on my saliva, bein l'rab, bein l'shvol, hainu bar, right, because you're mafker that. So Gemara says, okay, last try. Ela tolda demave kemave, v'chi gamar papa tolda de'esh. Maybe it's the tolda, let's esh. That's the last one we haven't tried yet. Tolda de Eish, my Nihu. What is the toldas of Eish? So, Ilema, what's Eish? My fire goes and damages. Ilema, Abno Sakinu Maso. Shehinich and Rosh Gago. I put a dangerous item on my roof. Remember, in those days, the roofs were backyards. They used their roofs for drawing out fruit. They used their roofs for walking around. So I left something in a dangerous situation because I left something on my roof and then it fell off. If it's that case, I left something on the roof. I left a knife on the roof, and it fell off with a expected common wind, and it damaged. So hey chidami. So again, it's not going to work. If it damaged as it was falling down, hainu eish. That's exactly what eish is. Why? What's the definition of eish? Maishna eish de koach acher meurava. Eish is defined as the damager that you used with nature, or you use with another koach acher. I use wind. I harness wind, and that's part of my mazik. So, maishto eish to koach acher mura bohen uma moncho shmiraso alecha sahaninami koach acher mura bohen uma moncho shmiraso alecha. So again, this if it damages as it's going, so that's regular eish. So again, we're back to the question. There is also another discussion in the Rishonim here. Tosfos discusses this on yesterday's daf, on Beis Amud Aleph, and the Rashba and others. All the factors that we have mentioned generally represent chumras. Tchilas asiyasu lehezek, or hanoel lehezekah. They can be looked at as a chumra. Koach acher mu'urav ba. Is that a chumra? Or is that a kula? Or is that neither? Tosfos on that Beis Amud Aleph clearly assumes it is a kula. Meaning, I'm not doing the damage myself, I have a helper, I have the wind. So that doesn't make it more machmir, that's more mekel, you're doing less. So Tosfos understands this Gemara. Tosfos adds in a phrase to the Gemara. Tosfos in Dibur HaSechel below on Bezim and Aleph. Tosfos on the fifth line. Maishna Eish Sha'afal Pisha Koach Acher Me'uravbo Roilus Chayevo Mishum Humamoncha. That's a big Afal P. That's a big rereading of this Gemara. Tosfos assumes Koach Acher Me'uravbo is a Kula, and therefore it's different than all the other factors that are mentioned on these two blot. The Rashba again says, no, I disagree. Koach Acher Me'uravbo can be looked at as a Chumra and a Kula. It's a Kula, like Tosfos assumes, but also, maybe, your harnessing of nature to help you damage is in a way very, is Chumra. Don't look at it as, oh, you're not doing it all yourself. You're doing something so evil, you're using the wind to damage the guy with. Right, it's not a chumra or a kula, or it can be a little of both. That's the Rashba's lashon over here. He says, "Tevade kula v'chumra yeshbo, kula v'chumra yeshbo," and he discusses how each one applies. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says we need a maskana here. Ella told the eish keish v'chikam rav papa told the regel. Okay, let's go back to regel. Regel, Hakim, not told the regel. Regel. What do you mean? We already said regel doesn't work. So Gemara says, "B'chati nezek tsroros tilchazak gemira la." No, there's a case of regel that's different. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or the Gemara says hilchazak gemira la. There's a misora that if an animal is walking and then a pebble shoots out from its walking and damages, that's regel, and that's only chati nezek. You only pay half, even though regel always pays nezek shalem. The only thing that pays chati nezek is keren tam. Right, the first three times, that's the chiddush. The chiddush here is this is a tolda of regel that is only to be chayav chatzin ezek, and that's what Rav Papa is referring to. Lav kayotze behen. V'yamai kari la tolda de regel. Why is it a tolda of regel then? What makes it regel? Meaning the Gemara is saying maybe it should be like keren, right? Because it's like unusual. But maybe it's indirect. Maybe so. What makes it like regel? L'shale min ha'aliyah. Oh, a new din. What's l'shalem in aliyah? There's a special din by keren tam that the animal can never pay more than it is worth. If an animal damages, even a cheap animal, a 200 shekel animal damages an animal that's 4,000 shekel, and he has to, he's a tam, he can only pay 200. He cannot pay, and that's called migufo. Only up to the worth of the animal itself. But that's what the Gemara says here. That's not what happens by Chatzin Ezek Sroros. You pay min ha'aliyah, even more than it is worth. That's what makes it regel, and not keren, because you're paying min ha'aliyah. There is a difficult line in Rashi here. Rashi says here, and the Rashi and the other Rishonim say maybe Rashi doesn't mean it. Right? Rashi says, it's halach l'moshe b'sinai that, how would we finish the sentence, that even though it's regel, you are going to pay Chatzin Ezek. Rashi's lashon to hilchas a gemira la lemoshe misinai dimamona hu velo knas halacha moshe misinai that this is regel, this is mamon the avagav the pagan niska shanagicha veknas etc. The Rush and the other Rishonim say no. What Rashi or what the pshat really means is that it's halacha moshe misinai that it's chatzin nezek, not that it's regel. You would know it's regel. The animal's just walking, right? Why would you think that's not regel? Right, we take Rashi seriously, that Rashi, we wouldn't think this was regel, like the Gemara thinks really that this should be an act of Karen. But that's a little diuk in Rashi. Let's just finish and we'll make one more comment. Vamiboy boyla Rava, one second. Rava had a suffix about this. To boy Rava, Chatzin Ezek Tsroros Migufo Mishalim, O Min Aliyah Mishalim. He wasn't sure. So Gemara says, the Rava Miboyle, the Rav Papa, Pshitale. Yeah, Rava had a question about it, but Rav Papa, it was obvious to him. So says the Gemara, the Rava de Miboyle, Amai Kari La Tolda de Regel, according to Rava, who wasn't sure whether you pay Minha Aliyah here. According to him, why is it called Regel? Lepotra Bershas Arabim. To Pater Bershas Arabim. That's the unique halacha of Shein and Regel is Pturin Bershas Arabim. Every Av has a unique halacha, which we'll have to talk about whether it's Svara or Xeris Lakasuv. But Shein and Regel here, Ptur Rishas Arabim, that's what makes it Regel. Just one final point. The Netziv, in the Kidmas Ha'emek, in his Hakdama to the Shiltos, points out the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam that has come up often, the Rambam that says that there is never a machlokes about a halacha l'moshe misinai. The two of the five categories of Torah Sheval Peh that the Rambam talks about in his Hakdama to Mishnah, the Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and halacha l'moshe misinai. We'll discuss the differences between those two. But either way, there's no machlokes. So there are many kashas on the Rambam, and this is one of them. Chatzin Ezek Tsroros. We're going to see, that's a machlokes. We're going to see sumchus, we're going to see, it's a discussion. So how could that be halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So the Netziv just says, for many of the questions on the Rambam, you could save him by noting that the Gemara never says the words halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rashi and Tosfos say the words halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara just says hilchas gemira law. It could be the Rambam does not understand hilchas gemira law as halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. Rashi and Tosfos, you know, so to speak, you know, make us always think that it always translates halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, brainwash us. But really, you have to realize it's not. It might not be the case in all cases for the Rambam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mav is the new sugya. Hashem, we'll put up from the last cycle tomorrow's daf, and we'll pick up on daf hey.